Welcome back to Along the Waves. And I guess I can't even say welcome back because this is technically our very first episode. I'm Anna Lee, and Ethan and I, Ethan's not even here right now, by the way, as I'm recording this intro, are so excited to be doing this together and starting this journey. And I actually wasn't even going to post this episode because we totally effed up the video. It was one of those moments where I hit record. I've been spending hours trying to get everything figured out, and I thought I had it figured out. And then 20 minutes into the episode, we looked up and the camera had turned off. So just a little, you know, lesson learned along the way. So I was going to totally trash this because we don't have video, but I really do think it is kind of a really fun 25 minutes of Ethan and I just chatting about life and just kind of BSing. And I actually think it's a great intro episode to kind of show you what this podcast is going to be about, kind of just the overall vibe. And for anyone who doesn't know, this podcast is going to be us just talking about riding the waves of parenthood and life and relationships, the ups and downs, the good times, the bad times, and everything in between. And we're both so, so pumped about it. I promise you, I will have the video fixed next time. But for now, I hope you enjoy this episode and we'll see you next week.
This episode brought to you by Alani. They're paying me $5 million to say that 10 times.
10 times? Okay.
Is it working?
I don't know. It's
going to. I mean, if until it starts.
Dumbasses trying to figure out how to get it to work.
Hey, boom, baby.
Do you feel better?
I do.
You have to focus on not cleaning things while we're doing this.
Okay? Can I get my vacuum?
You could not vacuum during a podcast.
What if I just had like a little hand attachment?
This can be a trial episode. And maybe we never.
No,
post
baby.
It.
I'm ready. I'm there. Let's go. So what are we talking about?
I think we're going to do like a full episode talking about our history and how we met, who we are, our love story and all of that. But I don't know if I want to do that right now because I don't think we're there.
Right. Maybe by season six.
I just don't think I have the brain capacity to like go through our history and talk about how we met and our dates and our marriage and our kids and all that, you know?
Maybe we could get a little teaser at the end, you know? Really, like a little cliffhanger, really keep the
audience.
Girl
walks into
back.
The office, sees a man in cubicle.
Cubicle, real sexy.
Right, you didn't even have an office.
It was a nice cubicle.
It was like pristine.
I mean, it was big. I had a closet to hang my coat in the cubicle.
Yeah, I remember those. I mean,
those were nice cubes back in the day. Now they're just like, I don't even know. It's like a porta potty of the cubes these days.
I know. Well, now we don't even have cubes. We just have a desk. But
I have an
what we shouldn't
woman.
Do is talk shit about our corporate jobs on here because they are great companies.
This is just corporations in general, you know, the whole Microsoft and other companies going to the collaborative open floor plan that no one needs a dedicated space.
That's right. And you have an office now. So
I do.
I guess you can't really complain to us cubicle peasants.
Nope, peasants.
Okay. So what did I want to talk about? I thought we can kind of talk about our last couple of weeks because I feel like we've been in a slump all around in like all aspects of life. And then I said this earlier and I think I might cut it out, but I'm kind of nervous to be doing this with you since you don't do social media or anything. But you feel up to the, what's it called, the baseball term? Up to bat?
Yeah, up to bat. Oh, yeah. I'm out of the batter's box, baby. I'm out of the on-deck circle. I'm in the bat.
Oh, yeah.
I'm in the batter's box.
Okay. Is that a good thing?
That's a good thing.
Your hair looks great.
Well, thank you. I didn't do it today.
Must be nice.
I just kind of blew dry. I did it, but not when you got out of the shower. You got to do it when it's wet, you know, to kind of get.
Did you take a shower today?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too. No, I need to take a shower, but I don't think anyone cares about my personal hygiene. So I don't really have a format for like weekly episodes for this. I don't think you and I have really figured it out yet, but I think we do want to kind of talk about life and ups and downs as far as parenting and our relationship and life and work, and then just kind of like bullshit a little bit, or BS, as the kids say.
I like it. We got 30 minutes. Let's jam.
I know. How would you rate, or let's just talk about like the last few weeks and how life has been as of late. You go first.
I mean, crazy, right? We had some sick kiddos and then we took a little vacation and then we got back home and to school, which is great because the kids got back in their schedule. With the little one is not sleeping. You know, she's waking up 4 or 5 times a night, which is...
No.
Not so good.
Last night was only one time, but then our older baby woke up once.
Yeah, of course.
too. And it's slowly destroying me again. And I feel like she didn't sleep for how long was that last when we tried to move her to a big bed?
I mean,
when we totally effed up.
3-4 months.
Yeah, like. Straight of her getting out of bed multiple times a night to come get me, not you.
Well, screaming, getting up, coming in the bedroom.
She didn't scream in the big bed. She just came and like got me. And then she'd say, Mommy, come back. And what am I going to do? Like say no and roll over.
Yeah, or drag her into bed.
She won't go in our bed right now. She like wants to be in her room, I think, with her sister. So we're just kind of like effed all around. But then she started sleeping for a few weeks.
Yeah.
Just if anyone else is struggling with an almost 3-year-old who still doesn't sleep through the night.
Or at least it was like a week, right?
I think it was 2 weeks. And I was flying high.
Oh, so great.
I was on the top of the world. I thought we had it all figured out all over again. And then they got sick and it all went out the window. And the worst part, and I don't even know if we're going to get into this too much right now, is that she won't take you in the middle of the night. And it's absolutely infuriating.
4 out of 5 times, yeah, she wants Mommy. There's a few times when I can go in and lay on the floor.
4 out of 5.
9 out of 10.
Keep going. Like 99 out of 100.
19 out of 20.
Yeah.
29 out of 30.
Yeah, 29 out of 30.
Yeah, but I'm still, I mean, you're doing the heavy lifting for sure, but I'm still waking up, you know, so you're coming out of that like deep sleep. I know, pity me, right? Where's my like little violin, my pity party?
You know what all the experts say is that you're supposed to, like we're supposed to work through you going in there in the middle of the night and soothing her and just like deal with it and force you to do it and like take turns.
I did not know that.
Yeah. And
I think they're wrong. 100% wrong. At least 99%.
No, I know that you would do it. But in the middle of the night, we've just gotten to a point where it's just easier for me to do it, which I think is not good, you know, long term. What's that word? What's it called? Weaponized incompetence.
I don't know.
It's like when weaponized incompetence is when a guy will like fold the laundry bad on purpose so that the wife doesn't ask him to do laundry again.
How dare him?
I know. It's like a dick move, right? It's like psychological warfare.
Is that what you do with the towels? So then I just have to refold them all. And I'm like, I'll just do it. Don't even fold the towels.
No, I try so hard with the towels. I try, and sometimes I can't remember, so I go look at your example in the closet, and I try to fold them. I really messed up when we moved into our first home together. I folded the towels the very first time we were in that house, and I folded them like a fancy way, and I specifically remember, this is like 8 years ago, you coming home and being like, wow, baby, I really loved how you folded these towels, and then ever since then, I could never remember how I did it. I really like screwed myself. So I have to go. I think I got it down now 8 years later. But for a while, I'd have to go and like unfold the towel to see the steps, like origami, how I did it. Because I know one thing about you, and maybe we'll probably get into this more in our recap episode, is you are undiagnosed OCD. Would you say?
Sure.
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 Sure. Really?
I mean, I like things the way I like them.
Yeah, but I think you've had to work on that in your life a lot over the past 10 years, especially since we had kids.
Yeah. Well, it's just,
especially since you moved in with me.
You'll go mad with kids. Like, you know, I can only vacuum like 5 times a day. I can't vacuum 20 times a day. Like, you know,
yeah,
that'd be crazy. 20 times. Yeah. 5 times is normal. I mean, it's not like a whole house vacuum. I'm just touching up a few spots, you know.
I know. I think
a couple crumbs here, a couple crumbs there, you know.
Have you seen those new houses that have the little like vacuum ports all in the houses?
That's old school. They had that like 20 years.
Oh,
like
I forgot the that like you're the a nice, grandpa.
The nicer kids' houses had them like 20 years ago.
Really?
Yeah. You just little plugins in the walls.
Wait, what do you mean plugins?
They're just like, it's just like a hole in the wall where you put the hose, right? And then like you turn on a button. Am I totally off on this?
No, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I'm sorry. I just started thinking of.
But yeah, I don't know. I
inappropriate
mean,
things.
Then like who's cleaning the pipes in the walls? Where's the filter at? I have a lot of questions.
Yeah.
but who wants it this day with like batteries? Why would you need that?
I guess if it was all going to I have no idea, actually. I don't have a good answer. You probably, as a cleaning expert, have a better answer.
So people still install those these days?
Yeah, I've seen them in like the new home videos. Same with in every room, there's the like bank thing for dirty laundry, the thing that sucks the laundry away.
Oh.
So instead of like a chute, it's like a sucky.
Oh.
A la bank, you know?
So
that would be nice.
Why wouldn't you just use gravity?
Well, maybe you're in a ranch.
That's true.
Maybe, but also, even if it's gravity, and I don't think anyone wants us to get into an engineering conversation, but gravity can only help you go like Y axis. Gravity can't help you go X axis.
Depends on the slope, baby.
No, that's actually a really good point. I thought I was going to sound really smart. But you might not have the correct slope with all the other utilities you have going through your house to get you from A to B. Yep. Y equals MX plus B.
Kids throwing crap in there.
No, totally.
They're like, oh, I need to wash my stuffies. They shoved 12 stuffies in there.
Yeah, we had a laundry chute growing up at my parents' house. It's still there.
Yeah,
you've seen it. I made them put like a board over it for when the kids are playing there because I could just see someone. And we used to play with it all the time. Throw stuff down it. Throw food down it. I'm surprised I never.
You throw food down it?
Yeah. Like if we were playing, one of my friends when I was a kid, we used to play like.
We'd be like, I don't like this hamburger. Down the like, laundry like, chute.
No, like play animals or like zookeeper. And she would be in the bottom in the basement. And I would chuck like kibble down there for her.
Did you let her out eventually?
No, she's still down there 30 years later, yeah. Or 25 years later, whatever.
She's just doing your laundry, you know?
Yeah, my parents' house. Yeah. Still. No, so no laundry chutes. What were we talking about this last week? Sleep. Do you want to talk about our trip at all?
Sure.
How would you rate our trip?
I mean, it's now that we're back and we're home and, you know, it's the sting isn't there as much. But the first couple of days I felt bad. It's just like, it just wasn't a good trip. I mean, you just spend all that money and all that time. You take time off work, you know, you buy things for the trip. I mean, you know, spend a day traveling there. And
yeah, it's almost the time and effort for the flight alone, outside of the money and the taking time off for work.
Yeah, you have high expectations that this is going to be a great trip. In addition to this trip's going to be better than the last trip as our kids get older and more independent.
Yeah, independent.
Independent and hopefully play together more and want to, you know, play on the beach or go on the water. And so you just go into it with such high expectations that, yeah, it was such a letdown.
I think our new model for parenting should just be low expectations.
That's why Disney was so great. I went to Disney. And like, this is going to be the worst trip ever. Two small kids, a million people around me. Yeah. And it turned out to be an awesome trip. And I think, because I really did go into it with like,
I think we both did. We went into that trip being like, this
just
is
no expectations,
freaking
right?
Suck.
Like, we're just going to try it. Like, it's only 2 days.
Especially with a 2 and a just turned 5-year-old.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But no, that trip was good. So I.
What do you think made that trip good? Just our low expectations? Or the kids were like behaved?
I think the kids were behaved. They did well. We met a friend out there. They played with those.
Oh, yeah, Carly. Kid. Yeah.
You know, it was a shorter trip. The flight was easy.
No, are you kidding me? The flight out there was terrible.
Was it?
Do you remember that?
Obviously not.
No, our older one did fine. She's old enough. She can, you know, color or watch TV. Our younger one, like, remember it was an early flight. And she lost her shit about an hour into it and wouldn't settle, wouldn't watch TV, wouldn't put headphones on, wouldn't sit, wouldn't eat anything. You don't remember this? I have a very distinct memory of I was sitting next to her and you're standing up in the row in front of us, like just looking behind and we're both just like shaking our heads at each other. You've blacked it out. That's one of our worst flights we've had. I would say that our 8-hour flight was better.
Really?
Than that 2-hour flight. Okay. Yeah.
Well.
You must have completely blocked it out. That's so funny.
Because the rest of the trip was good. I mean, if you have a, you could, if the trip's really good, I think crappy flights, hard flights are worth it, right?
Yeah. No, of course. You got to go into the flight thinking this is a shift and, you know, like an 8-hour work shift. I'm going to buckle down. That's how I think of it. Like we're clocking in and we're clocking out. You don't think about it like that?
No, not at all. I'm thinking like, I'm on vacation, baby. Where's my matas? But no, I mean, but. An 8-hour flight, no matter how good the kids are on it, it's still not enjoyable. I mean,
I think our flight was great.
You watch like 2 movies and I'm bored, or I watch 2 movies and read a book, and it's just sitting in one spot for that long.
Wait, are you talking about with kids or without kids?
Without kids, traveling now without kids is much more enjoyable because you can read, listen to music, nap. Watch a movie.
It's like an actual little vacation.
It's like when I travel for work, it's actually nice. I enjoy it. Like I can go to the airport and have lunch and a beer before my flight and not have to, you know, chase 2 kids around. But I don't care, even without kids, like sitting on a flight for 8 hours.
Yeah, unless you're in first class, which we were not.
We were not. Above our pay grade. Yeah. It's still boring. That's like 4 movies. And that's 4 2-hour movies.
I don't know, man.
Most movies aren't even that long anymore.
Yeah, that's fair. Although it does sound nice, like in the midst of chaos, if you were like said to me, hey, do you want to go sit by yourself for 8 hours and watch 4 movies? I guess that is a long time. And I'm not a movie buff like you are.
Yeah, and I'm a movie buff. But then like, okay, you add the 2-3 hours before to get to the airport, drive, you know.
Well, that part all sucks.
So it's just a long day, and it's even harder with kids. But going back to the trip, the kids just didn't seem excited about it. They just were fighting the whole time. They weren't, I feel like last year they were more excited about the sand and water and just being outside and playing and doing stuff. They did have a friend, which helped.
Yeah.
Than they were this year. And every time we go on a trip, we think it's going to be like, this is our trip.
This is our trip. Every single time we travel, we're like, this is it. This is our year that we've made it. The kids are big enough. It's going to be more fun than stress.
Yeah, so I don't know, you?
But it's so hard to not be grateful because, you know, we were able to do it. I don't want to sound ungrateful. And there were really good moments. I think that we just goofed and we should have separated the kids a lot sooner. You know?
Yeah.
Like, I think you and I, like, I don't know why we do, but we pride ourselves on doing everything together as a family, which I don't know. I don't know where that, why did we start doing that? Like, being proud about it.
Well, because we like hanging out. You and I like hanging out together. So if we do different things with the kids and separate them, then we don't get to spend time together.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, so then all weekend, like you're just, you go one way, I go the next way, and we just see each other Sunday night.
Yeah, no, that's a good point.
And I mean, we'll get to a point where we'll be forced to do that with activities. So
it's
like, I
don't want to do that though. That's something I think about with having more kids. Like, I feel our time's already going to be split a lot, and I don't want to have more kids and then be split even more.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Just pulled more directions.
I think, do you also feel like after we had our second that we split up a lot?
No.
Really? When we had our second, I feel like constantly you were out with our big girl, like doing things, or we would switch. Someone would be home with a baby. Like, I was always nursing in that room.
No.
Like, I feel like, are you kidding me? I feel like our family like really separated for an entire year.
I mean, I mean, you know, the biggie one.
Yeah.
She was at an age that, you know, you could take her to go run errands or go do something with you, or
right.
I don't know if she was doing any real activities then, but maybe like swimming. So yeah, I mean, there was some of that, but I mean, I don't remember it being like prominent.
Oh my God. I've made probably 2 TikTok videos about it, and they've both gone pretty viral because people like relate to it so much.
Oh.
That's so interesting that you don't.
You were probably stuck with the little one, breastfeeding and all of that.
Yeah.
Because that's when you're in that age of whatever, it's 3 months to 6 months or a year, however long you choose to do it. You were in that area. And as a mom, you're like, well, I'd rather breastfeed my kid than have to like pump and then give him a bottle and do all that. So by default, like you're almost attached to the younger one.
Right.
And I'm sure that's a common theme, right? Throughout moms. And then here I am, I have all the flexibility. So I'm like,
and you have a 2-year-old to entertain.
Yeah. 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 I mean, so it's almost like, well, what do you want to do? Like, do you want to go to the park or? It's not like we're like going on trips or like, you know, doing things. But yeah, we'd go for an hour or two to like go do this. Or I'd be like, hey, I have to run an errand. I'm going to Home Depot. Do you want to come with me? And they'd be like, yeah.
Yeah. No, that's a good point. I feel like it was monumental for me when we came back together as a family. And I specifically remember feeling like that when our youngest turned about 1, because then she dropped that nap. And then when they're on the same nap schedule. I feel like it makes life so much easier. And then we were able to start doing things more as a family, like going to the zoo or like going on morning or afternoon adventures. And I think I'm so, what's the word? Like stubborn. I don't want to let go of that and go do separate things with the kids. But it's insane how much happier everyone is when you take one and I take one, even for an hour.
Yeah, well, and you hit on it. It's the 2 nap things. That's one of the hardest things. So it's the breastfeeding and the 2 naps. And I remember with the first one, we were like,
we were unwell, yeah.
Well, we were new parents and we're like, we have to follow this schedule. Exactly. They have to nap in the morning and in the afternoon from this time to this time. They have to nap in their bed.
Right.
It's got to be dark. It's got to be a sound machine. And I remember like, you know, getting some comments on that from the peanut gallery. But I think that's just like first time parents, right? Like
I know some parents who are so flexible with their first. and that could just never be us.
Or no, we're type A engineers. Like, you have some like artistic side to you, but we were just trying to do everything by the book, right? Be textbook. And part of it's too, you're figuring it out on your own. And we probably thought, well, if she skips a nap, all hell's going to break loose. The world's going to come to an end.
Oh, that's absolutely how you feel.
But then as she got older, I mean, we got more comfortable with it. And we also had her early on. Was she early on COVID? No, she wasn't. That was the second one. Anyways, I know when the second one came along, I mean, I think we just converted to like, hey, we just want her to have one good nap a day in her bed, ideally, right?
So if the
first one was in the bed, then we had more flexibility in the afternoon or vice versa, which eventually gave us more freedom because you didn't have, otherwise you just, there's no way you can do anything that takes more than an hour or two, because by the time you pack up, you go somewhere, it's like, oh, we got to drive home because it's nap time. So it could, and it did control our life with the first kid. But again, we didn't know any better. And with the first kid, who cared? Because the other person can go do something, you know?
Right. Well, especially when you have your first, I think that transition, you like lose control of a lot of stuff. So it feels good to pretend like you have control over a nap schedule.
Yeah, that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Like, at least, even though I think I'm learning, we don't have control over anything.
Yeah, no shit.
Okay. Well, I don't know what else we kind of wanted to chat about. I think we kind of chatted about the last couple of weeks. Who knows if this podcast will even actually work or not. This might be a trial run, and we might be talking about the same exact things next time we do this.
Yeah. Well, if you don't do video, you could just piece this one.
I know. But so since you don't do social media, let me enlighten you. One, people do the video so that you can post on YouTube, which I need to start doing. You know, I've been trying to post on YouTube and it's like truly the worst.
Yeah, yeah.
Post all of my shorts, like all my TikToks, my Instagrams. I'm supposed to be posting them on all platforms, like just for more consistency and to grow, like redundancy, whatever. But YouTube has been so incredibly slow to grow. And I just don't want to read those comments because people seem to be a little more unhinged over there. Not like I'm getting a lot of views. Anyways, people do podcast video so that they can upload to YouTube, which is really important to grow subscribers. But also people are cutting cute little clips of funny things or like, you know, stuff to pull someone in and uploading that to TikTok or Instagram.
Why don't we just use AI and do some deep fakes and like make us like Bert and Ernie or something?
What?
So it'll just be our voices, but it'll be like Sesame Street characters.
Oh, like the Apple thing where you can talk and you're a unicorn.
Oh, I just call it deep fakes. I took an IT training at work.
So you're an expert on AI?
I'm an expert on AI and deepfakes, basically.
Those trainings are like, what would you do if you got the following email from a client who wanted you to have sex in order to win a project? Should you A, say yes, B, ask what position, or C, report it to your supervisor?
Right. These new training videos at work are actually really good.
Are they really?
Yeah, there's like videos, like it's like an ongoing running movie with these like European British
people. Is it like
people.
The Michael Scott, welcome to what's he say? Welcome to Scar City or something like that?
No, it's like a movie. Like 10
but do you know what I'm talking about?
Yes. No, these are actually pretty good. And I'll have to show you next time I do a training.
I think your office should do one in the tone of the video with Michael and Dwight when they're rapping. The Electric City. That's the one.
Oh, the Electric City. Yeah.
I know we have to go get the girls here shortly. I think next week we need to do like an intro episode.
Okay.
I also wanted to talk about mom rage, but I think we ran out of time because I had a very ragey moment yesterday. If you had to describe that in one word, how would you describe it?
Well, we were talking about the office. So think about that office with Pam and Dwight in the hallway. Pam's
crying
over some relationship type thing, and Dwight hands her his jacket and then like puts his arm around her and says something like, you must be PMSing pretty bad.
Yeah, no, he says, so you're PMSing pretty bad, huh?
something.
But it was Dwight being sweet.
That's true.
Well, we can talk about mom rage next time we do this.
Okay, what time is it?
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Are you excited? Do you like talking to me?
Yeah, it's easy.